The nine men who came out alive after being trapped for 3 days in Pennsylvania's Kew Creek mine have become celebrities. They've met President Bush and even signed a movie deal. Catherine Fink of member station WDUQ reports.
Even though he's been on the front pages for the last week and a half, miner John Unger says he hasn't had time to read about the ordeal that's made him famous. He also doesn't know much about the movie deal with Disney that's expected to net him and his co-workers $150,000 each.
I don't know. We have a lawyer who takes care of all that, and that's the funniest thing from my mind is that money. I'm just glad. I asked God if I could come out here and just make it out. That's all I wanted. So that's the funniest thing from my mind, what we got. You know, we're out alive, and that's the big thing.
President Bush yesterday praised the team effort that brought the miners back above ground.
Here's a living example of people working together to save nine precious lives, to make sure that nine families were reunited. And by the way, it's that spirit that's helped us going to prevail in the big challenges we face around the world. The challenge of making sure that we hunt down every terrorist and bring them to justice because we love freedom.
Mr. Bush also told the miners they captured the true spirit of America by helping each other survive.
A lot prayed for your safety. A lot prayed for your families. A lot pled to an almighty God that you were rescued, and thank God the prayers were answered.
Throughout the trauma, the miners gave each other pep talks, prayed, tied each other together to keep warm, and even shared a corned beef sandwich one of them found floating in a waterproof lunchbox. Unger says all of those things are true, but he shies away from being called a hero.
I don't know about that. We were just guys trying to do our job. We went in there just like everybody else goes to work. Didn't think anything was going to happen. The shift was almost over, and we're just working people. That's all we are.
The miners say they're ready to get away from the ringing phones and flash bulbs and back to their ordinary lives. Unger's leaving town for a while. Co-worker Blaine Mayhew is taking a boat out in the middle of a lake. No phones allowed.
Oh, I'm going fishing. Yeah, I'm going fishing this week sometime.
Yeah.
I don't care. I'm just taking off, going out in the boat. I'm going fishing.
And Bob Pugh, who introduces himself as Boogie, is headed for the woods.
So much going on, you know, I don't even know what day of the week it is anymore. I said, I'm a big avid hunter, and I like to hunt and fish and hunt ginseng and mushrooms, you know. I love the outdoors. Big turkey hunter, National Wild Turkey Federation.
But Pugh does not expect to go back to mining. Neither does Ron Heilman, who says his wife made that decision for him.
She's the boss. That's what she said. She took my hard hat and everything and hit it, and I can't find it, so it's, you know, so I don't know whether I will or not, but I kind of doubt it.
Heilman says even without the hide and seek, he probably wouldn't go back to his old job anyway. He doesn't trust the maps that led his co-workers to hit an abandoned water-filled mine they thought was farther away. Besides, he says he's gained a new perspective since the accident.
You look at life different. I mean, you take it day by day now. You know, enjoy it. Slow down. You know, society's all one big rat race. Now you slow down and look at it a little bit different.
First on Heilman's to-do list, sit on his back porch with his family and have a beer. For NPR News, I'm Catherine Fink in Pittsburgh.